This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said today that India will identify, trace and punish every terrorist and their backers. He said that India will pursue them to the ends of the earth. The Prime Minister said terrorism will not go unpunished. He said that every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done and the entire nation is firm in this resolve. Addressing a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister said that the country's spirit will never be broken by terrorism.
ये हमला सिर्फ निहत्थे पर्यटकों पर नहीं हुआ है, देश के दुश्मनों ने भारत की आत्मा पर हमला करने का दुस्साहस किया। मैं बहुत स्पष्ट शब्दों में कहना चाहता हूँ, जिन्होंने ये हमला किया है, उन आतंकियों को और इस हमले की साजिश रचने वालों को उनकी कल्पना से भी बड़ी सजा मिलेगी। सजा मिल करके रहेगी। अब आतंकियों की बची खुची जमीन को भी मिट्टी में मिलाने का समय आ गया है। 140 करोड़ भारतीयों की इच्छा शक्ति अब आतंकियों की कमर तोड़ कर रहेगी।
The Prime Minister also emphasized that everyone who believes in humanity is with India. He thanked world and global leaders showing solidarity with India. The Prime Minister stated that the country is saddened and in pain after this incident and stands with the families of the victims. During his visit to Bihar, the Prime Minister inaugurated, laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. He also inaugurated railway projects worth 870 crore rupees and flagged off four trains during his visit to Bihar. BJP leaders and workers today held protest outside Pakistan High Commission in Delhi over Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to reporters, BJP MLA Satish Upadhyay said that there is anger in the hearts of the people of the country over this incident. He said the government and country's military will give a befitting reply to Pakistan. The Congress Working Committee CWC strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack during its meeting held in New Delhi today. Addressing the media after the meeting, Congress General Secretary Venugopal stated that the CWC described this cowardly and calculated act of terror masterminded by Pakistan as a direct assault on the values of the Republic. Mr. Venugopal added that the deliberate targeting of Hindus was intended to inflame passions across the country. Pakistani actor Fawad Khan's film Abir Gulal will not be allowed to release in India. Sources confirm that the decision has been taken amid the nationwide outrage over the heinous terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. Talking to Akashvani News, former Indian ambassador to Pakistan Prabhu Dayal said that the strong measures taken by the government following the Pahalgam terror attack will adversely affect Pakistan. He stated that the decision to put the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance will seriously impact Pakistan's agriculture, which is dependent on the waters of the Indus River and its tributaries.
The decisions that were taken yesterday will have a great impact on Pakistan. For example, the decision relating to putting the Indus Waters Treaty in abeyance will seriously impact Pakistan's agriculture. The closure of the Wagah-Atari border will also affect Pakistan adversely because many of these people were those who came to India and indulged in anti-India activities on behalf of the ISI. So there'll be an impact on the policies of the ISI, which has been trying to harm India.
The benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 0.3% down, snapping its 7-day winning streak in today's range-bound trading session amid weakness in realty and FMCG sectors and mixed global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex lost 315 points to close at 79,801 and the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 slipped 82 points to settle at 24,247. And in IPL T20 cricket, today host Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Rajasthan Royals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.